responses in both cases to prevent the effects of global warming. Of course, other responses are possible. My point is not to say which response is correct. Rather, my point is this. If you conclude in the fossil fuel world, the correct response is to do something, while in the solar variability world, the correct response is to do nothing, you have translated the biblical commands into obedience not directly, but rather through a number of mediating assumptions about the meaning of creation care. For instance, you may have decided that the goal of creation care is to keep the earth natural, where you have defined this as meaning unaffected by people. And thus, mitigating actions in the solar variability world are wrong, while the opposite is true in the fossil fuel world. The same is true if you believe you should act in both the fossil fuel and solar variability worlds. There too, you also have not directly translated biblical commands into obedience. Rather, you have used a number of mediating assumptions about the meaning of creation care. Examining the question of how to translate biblical commands into obedience